Well, it's the big show. Hello, I'm Stephen Barbara, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. My co-anchor, as always, Nikki G.
Yo, yo.
Yo, it's the big show. Extra big.
It's the big show tonight.
It's the big leagues.
That's right. That's right.
Get going.
Speaking of the big leagues, Don's with us.
Don, as always, is in the building.
How you doing?
Nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
Yeah, we need to get some walls built.
Yeah.
We need to get it done.
And
nobody builds better walls than you, Don.
We got the man here.
Yeah.
Yep.
The man, the legend.
You have been amazing. Thank you.
Well, he's still with us, so you've been amazing. Well, it's our big show, as I said.
This is the big one. Our
matchups.
Our look ahead to
week three. Predictions.
Save for the Thursday game that's already taken place.
Yeah. Well, we'll just dive right in it. Looks like first game we got San Diego Chargers at Vikings.
Show me your lightning bolt.
Wow. Both 1-1. This looks like some slop.
I got the Chargers.
Yeah.
I guess they've both beaten the Lions, right? So.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't know if AP will bounce back. I think he will. They kind of showed a little bit of light there.
He had a pretty good game last week, I think.
I hope they were listening to me. He had a couple fumbles, which is worrisome.
AP, I think he's always sort of had that ball issue. Like, he's going to give you a fumble a game or so. That's all right.
Yeah.
He's
made up for it. I think he had,
16
points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, what was it? Who was it last week? Was it just Rivers? I don't even remember.
Over there, I think their running backs sort of did some split duty. Melvin Gordon and Woodhead both had, 9 or something? And Rivers did all right. I think not spectacular. Keenan Allen really laid a fucking dud.
Yeah, I think Stevie Johnson got the touchdown in that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I probably won't watch much of this game.
Probably not a lot.
I don't have any interest in it, really.
I think I'm going to bench Keenan Allen this week because
he's kind of always been a punk.
I mean, 17 week 1, negative 1 week 2. What the fuck do you do with that?
I don't know. That's kind of tough.
So I think I'll bench him here and keep watch on him.
I guess I'd go high score AP, huh?
AP, I think Mike Wallace is probably the receiver to start for Minnesota, if anybody.
It looks kind of bleak.
I'd probably start Stevie Johnson over the other receivers there for San Diego. As far as the running back goes, they split it evenly, but both had decent games. I would have been happy with either of them over CJ and whatever crap I had.
Next, we got the Eagles at the Jets.
The New York football Jets.
Yes.
All right.
I'm excited for this one. Somebody's got to lose. Somebody's got to lose in this one.
Well, the
Eagles are 0-2.
They've shown they're good at that so far. Hey, man, Jets are up.
Jets are up. I'm up on the Jets. Fitzpatrick. Yeah, I like that.
Fitzpatrick? Fitzryan?
Ryan Fitzpatrick? Whoever's behind him.
Whoever's behind
looking good.
Him. Yeah.
Looking good. Brandon Marshall had a big game, big Monday.
I like Brandon Marshall again.
Jets looked like shit. I mean, the Colts looked like shit.
Colts looked like shit.
Bradford, bottom of the pile. I think I dropped Sproles to pick up, I don't even know.
I don't know what to think about the Eagles. Like, if you got DeMarco Murray, what are you doing this week? You give him one more week? and hope he does something. But
well, he wasn't that bad in week one. But he wasn't great.
Well, what he just because he got that one touchdown, yeah. Right? But yeah. His yards are terrible.
Yeah. Something like 2.2 yards a carry, or
oh, I think
worse.
It was 0.5 the oh, last I looked, but it maybe it went up. I don't know. Yeah, Jordan Matthews maybe over there. Yeah, he's probably
he's kind of in some garbage time against Dallas at the end there.
He's their best receiver. I think he's probably all I would play over there. I guess if I had DeMarco, I'd probably play DeMarco again. But man. That's a tough situation.
Yeah, if you got if you got Sam Bradford, it's time to move on. Really,
I bench Bradford for sure. I think he hasn't proven he can be an NFL quarterback, and that's that.
Yeah, Sanchez, Dirty Sanchez,
Dirty Sanchez, get Dirty Sanchez in.
Everybody loves a Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, Sam Bradford.
Sit down.
Even Donald knows. Yeah. Take a seat, bro.
This is the big.
That's
league.
The big leagues.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care how many bones you think you've broken.
What about Zach Ertz? Do you think he has a game?
I don't really see anything good going over there. I think the Eagles lose this game in a close match. I guess I go with Patrick Fitzryan.
Is your high
scorer.
So you're not up as much on Ivory as you've been.
I still like Ivory.
Still like Ivory.
But I think he might have an injury.
That wouldn't surprise me. Strained vagina. Yeah,
he's on the injured list. He didn't practice.
Oh, snap.
Bilal, he's listed as questionable.
Put Bilal Powell on your radar, I guess.
Yeah, I still like BM or Decker, you know?
I think
Decker might have an injury, too. Who's the next man up over there, do you know?
Decker's questionable there. Oh, boy, after that, I don't know. I don't think anybody that I would feel good about. Yeah, that Owusu. Yeah, he may have had a touchdown last week. Still, that's a tough start.
Yeah, it's tough to justify that call. I like Patrick.
Yeah, I guess maybe Owusu had a little bit of buzz. Maybe if you had Decker or something and you're struggling or it's deep. But I like the Jets, man. I think they're gonna win. Bigger than we would normally expect.
Yeah,
over the Eagles.
just looking good. All in the wake of Geno. I think he's coming back early.
I mean,
just in time.
If Fitzpatrick, if he's still fitting it in there, then I don't know, man.
Oh,
might have to stick with him a little bit.
Got
to
fit it in with Patrick, huh?
Fit it in with Patrick. Fit it in with Ryan.
Get in where you fit in.
Fits it in.
All righty. Atlanta at Dallas.
Oh, man. Poor
broken Tony. Collarbone!
Fucking pussy! Poor Tony. Poor Dallas.
He didn't even go to the sideline. He went right to the locker room.
He knew.
They're both 2-2. Somebody's got to lose.
Both 2-0.
2-0, yeah.
I mean, I guess right now if I had to pick a team to win, I'd say the Falcons, just because the Cowboys are so down on injury. I don't even know who they're going to start for quarterback. Are they starting Whedon? I know they picked up Castle, but
it's got to be Whedon. He went 8 for 8 there in the end of the game and threw a touchdown.
Good name, too.
Solid performance there at the end of the game. I think this ups the running game for Randall and Lundberg. Yeah, I like their chances. However, what's going to happen after Whedon takes two big shots?
Well, hopefully he's in pretty good shape at this point.
Yeah,
I don't know. I like the Falcons there though.
Love the Falcons.
Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. I even like Roddy White in this game. It looks like it might be Freeman more than old Kevin with a T over there, but
I don't know. Is that just because he's injured?
I don't know, but either way, I think this week the start is Freeman, and He was still available in our league. He might be.
Colvin's listed as questionable on ribs.
Ouch.
Julio Jones listed questionable too with a hamstring. Nope. He'll play.
He's had that. That's the same as.
He's kind of a beast. I can't imagine him sitting down in this game.
No, I think he's been. That's the same status he had last week.
However, I did think that I saw Freeman was out there in a couple leagues.
Yeah.
It might not be a bad scoop.
Especially if you're getting screwed on running backs. If you had CJ or Alfred Morris, if you're like me, just getting shellacked left and right on running backs, Freeman might not be a bad call.
It's kind of tough, Nick. It's kind of tough.
Yeah, it's real tough. That's all right. I'm about the podcast more than my own team.
Yeah, there we go. High score, I go probably Jones.
I'm going to take Matt Ryan.
Take Matt Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he'll have maybe 25 points or so.
Let's see. It should be noted if Witten's out, Escobar will start at Dallas.
Oh, yeah, tight end. Also, possible Atlanta D play just because – Dallas is hurting so bad.
Fucking chum, bunch of chum over there.
Yeah,
feed him to the shark.
Getting screwed by Miami D, like me.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's kind of tough. Oakland at Cleveland. Boy, am I excited for this game.
Oh, yeah?
Come on, Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think they're going to play McGown.
McCown's starting. Manziel is...
Man, give Manziel another shot.
He's on the bench.
Sit down.
Yeah. Poor Cleveland. They can't even get a glimpse of hope.
I mean, I guess if McCown, he won the job over the offseason, you don't just take it to him because Johnny Manziel had some luck lobbing up long balls.
Lobbing up the ball,
you know,
Benjamin.
Don't confuse excitement with... you know, who gives you the best chance to win.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess I like, I got to take the Browns just because I got to bet against the Raiders.
I know you do.
But I like Carr, high scorer over there. He looked pretty good last week.
Yeah, he did. I'm going to take the Raiders in this, especially with the quarterback controversy in Cleveland. I think they'll have a hard time getting it going.
Get it going.
What about Travis Benjamin over there for Cleveland? You think he'll continue? Top five wide receiver so far.
I think he would have if Manziel was still playing.
I guess he was.
The two have a shit link, you know?
That deep ball Hail Mary.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Raiders, though, I like Carr. I think Crabtree and Cooper might have good games. I might start Crabtree.
I'm still going with Crabtree. I like him in PPR as well. He's a beast.
Yeah.
Second most targets or something outrageous. So.
Because it seems Cooper's going to be the deep threat. And
yep. One of them's going to take the rest of the coverage with him. So.
I like both of them over there.
I hope the Raiders don't win, but I can see certainly that they deserve to win. Cleveland's just slinging shit.
A Raider hater.
I am kind of a Raider hater.
Oh, man, I like the Raiders.
A Raider hater and a Jacksonville hater. I don't know why. Indianapolis to Tennessee. Another great game I'm excited for. I think the Colts finally get their win.
Yeah, I don't know.
Small potatoes.
It's going to be close probably, but I think Colts finally put it together.
I don't like the Colts. Selling the Colts. I'm taking the Titans in this one.
I certainly like their chances.
I don't know. I dropped Vinatieri. I know you got Luck, and you're what?
I got Luck, and I think he's going to get the bench this week still.
He's going to get the bench in favor of Palmer for you?
I'm going to play Palmer, I think.
I like that.
Palmer's chances at San Francisco.
I don't know what the deal is over with that offense in Indianapolis.
It's just a slow start.
They got some new faces over there. Maybe it'll take them a while.
I think they'll get together by the end of the season, but I don't see much happening. I don't like Gore.
Hilton's kind of still maybe injured. I guess I like Moncrief over Hilton.
We said Moncrief last week. I think that, that paid dividends.
I think that was right. Luck. God, if he can, you know, stretch 18 points, that'd be amazing. But
we'll see.
Yeah. I don't really see that. I think I got probably Mariota end up with the most points, I would say.
Yeah, probably Mariota over there.
Next one of the receivers, maybe.
Watch their tight end, too. That Fasano, he had a big game last week. He might be worth a start. I think he had two touchdowns.
On the watch list.
Yeah. I don't like Bishop Sankey, as our listeners are probably aware.
Down on Sankey.
Down on Sankey.
Yeah, I think I let him go finally.
Yeah, get rid of him. He sucks.
Yeah, that's kind of tough. I always feel bad about letting players go, but gotta cash in when I can.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh at St. Louis Rams.
I like the Steelers, man. I think they're a good squad.
I think the Rams are a little overinflated.
Yeah,
I don't think they have a running back.
Le'Veon Bell's back this week.
Bell is back.
Big Ben has just been.
I think you can integrate Williamson.
Yeah.
I think you can integrate Williams in a little bit if you want to.
Big Ben's really been forcing it in there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, the Ben Brown Bell show. They'll get the kettlebells out. Hoping Brown will throw a touchdown. Maybe that'll be my bold prediction.
Yep.
He'll finally throw that touchdown to Bell. It'll be amazing.
Also, I like Heath Miller in this game. Heath, I think I might start Heath.
He's been acting like a stud.
Ben likes him as a target, so
it's time for him to. He's a good check down, and I think that's he usually stretches it. He's kind of a big boy.
He likes to stretch it. He likes to stretch it in. Really stretch it out.
The Rams. I think they still got some injuries over there, huh?
I mean, the running game, I think, is banged up all around. Basically, I don't even know what the status is for their. Who's going to start that game? I don't know about the Rams.
Looks like they might have some of their running backs back, but I don't buy into them.
I still got Trey Mason on my bench, but I'm not confident enough to start any of them yet until we see. I think Benny Cunningham sucks, and until Gurley or Mason prove it.
You guys are like Foles over there for St. Louis?
Yeah, Foles. I like St. Louis' tight end, Jared Cook, too. I'm always watching him, and Brian Quick is super talented. Like, he's eventually gonna start producing this year. I think he's worth a roster spot for sure. Maybe not a start, but yeah.
Fair enough.
But I still
taking the Steelers.
I still got the Steelers, Big Ben and AB both up there with high. I mean, I think Big Ben, AB, and Le'Veon will probably be in the 20 to 30 range.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll just go ahead and go on a limb and say Le'Veon Bell. Something like 3 touchdowns.
Whoa.
Something crazy.
A huge return.
Huge.
Let me blaze.
Swollen.
Yeah.
However, one of those might go to Williams if he ends up on kick team, you know?
We'll have to see what happens with Williams. But, yeah, I like starting some Steelers.
Yeah. They're looking good. And then, in a couple weeks, they'll get
Martavis back, man.
So.
He's one of the most exciting deep threats there is, for sure.
Yeah.
Here's
a game I'm excited about watching. Jacksonville at the New England Patriots. Go fuck your rules, Belichick.
Breaking the rules.
I like the Patriots, hands down.
For the win, you got to go Patriots.
It's negative 13 spread.
Whoa, Patriots and 13.5. Man.
Yeah, I'm not starting any Jacksonville players. I don't know if LeBlanc's going to show up or if it's going to be Lewis.
It's Lewis.
Lewis.
I'm pretty sure it's the Lewis show. I'm starting him.
Till he fucks up, misses practice, and then they'll go back to LeBlanc. Gronkowski, Edelman. What's the other one? He wasn't looking too bad the other week either.
What? Tight end, receiver?
Receiver.
boy.
Not LaFell, the other one.
Amendola.
Yeah, he kind of showed up a little bit, but Edelman, I don't like Gronk.
Amendola, yeah.
Chandler might not even be a bad idea.
Yeah.
In a deeper league situation. They targeted him twice in the red zone last week.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what you're going to be banking on there if you got to go with that.
Yeah, Buster Boone.
Hoping he gets a touchdown, and that's going to be about the ceiling. Yeah, I mean, for the Patriots, yeah, it's kind of obvious. Edelman, Gronk, Brady going to have good games. I think Deion Lewis is your running back there.
Yep, I agree.
Jaguars, though, Allen Robinson had a huge game, averaging 13 yards per catch. Yeah, I'd play Robinson. I don't know about how to feel about their running game over there, but I also think...
He's averaging 26 yards a catch.
Averaging 26 a catch.
Yeah.
Well.
For the season.
I thought that... I must have been looking at the wrong number. Well, yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, he likes it deep.
I'd start Allen Robinson, I think. I think Blake Bortles might play an all right game, too. The Patriots seem like they're all right giving up some points because they're just going to put up a bunch, too.
So. Yeah, I'm going to go high score. I'm going to go with Gronk this week.
Gronk, really?
I think that... He's kind of pissed he didn't get the ball.
I think he'll probably between 15 and 20, but I think Brady has another really good game.
I think Gronkowski.
Oh, Gronkowski. I mean, he's my number one kicker, man.
I think he was my high scorer last week.
Yeah.
Kind of
I love Gronkowski.
Beast mode for me there. It was kind of nice.
Pissed you got him before I did.
Lord knows I needed it.
Yeah.
Squeaker. I can't wait to see how much they're going to put up. It's going to be exciting. Rivalry game. Cincinnati at Baltimore. Baltimore finally gets to go home for a game. This is going to be a good game. I'm excited about this. I think it's going to be tight. Like a 16-13 kind of game. I'm not sure I got win.
I think the Bengals beat them. I think the Ravens are down like this year.
Spread's negative 2.5 on Baltimore.
Baltimore's favored? Holy shit. I think the Bengals win.
The Bengals are looking good. I think Hill's back. I think Bernard gets more carries.
Hill
this,
and Bernard,
this week.
Man. I think you could start either of them.
What is it? Sanu and
AJ Green. Big week this week.
AJ Green.
This is going to be his, you know, he's been all right, like 11 and 10, but I think AJ Green has a big
Red
week.
Red Rocket
this week.
Was lighting it up.
Yeah. He's just slinging it. Tyler Eifert also.
Eifert, you know, who knows if he's still injured or not. I think he'll probably get a little bit of playing time. I'm really excited for this game. It's going to be a slobber knocker.
I disagree. I kind of think the Bengals are going to beat up
run
on the Ravens. I don't think Forsett is very good. And Flacco is always sort of, meh.
I see Flacco
gets it going.
Up with Smith.
Yeah, I might start
touchdown.
Smith over there, but I think the Bengals win this game, and they're where the fantasy money is at in this one. Hill, Green, Bernard,
Dalton,
Eifert,
yeah.
Even keep Marvin Jones on the radar. Yeah.
Yeah. Baltimore hasn't been able to get it going.
Yeah. Watch Talaferro, too. I think
He's going to be out.
He's going to be out, but yep. I think he's going to eventually take over Forsett. I think Forsett was a one-hit wonder. I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't practice. His foot's all messed up.
Oh.
Says here that his foot's all messed up and he talks like shit.
There's that shit talking we talked about.
There's that shit talking. Tampa Bay at Houston.
Ugh. Boy.
You know, look out for Houston. I'm not down on them, I think, as much as everybody else is. I think that they'll bounce back. I think they had some tough games. Losing to Carolina was kind of tough.
I don't know.
Mallett looked good last week.
I don't know what they're going to bounce back to. I think they're on track for a nice 7-9 season.
I wonder, is Foster practicing yet?
No, I don't. I think he's still injured. He's gonna be out. And it's not even Alfred Blue anymore. It's the next guy who's behind him. I can't even remember his name off the top.
Looks
of my
like,
head.
Like Foster's listed as some limited practice.
Yeah,
it's that same injury, his groin.
He hasn't played at all.
If you got Blue, dump him. He didn't pan out.
I can't think of what that other guy.
That
is
other guy
is off the top of my head.
Yeah. Nobody worth mentioning.
No, honestly. I think that other running back might be...
I think Hopkins is out on an injury. Concussed. I don't know if he's going to make the protocol before the game or not.
I don't like Houston. I don't...
Yeah.
I don't start anybody for Houston.
I don't see much of that. Doug Martin certainly looked good. Who knows if Evans will be back.
What did Doug Martin do?
Not a whole lot.
I didn't think he looked very good.
He looked. His running game looked better.
Okay.
That's what I was getting at.
It's like he had 7 points last week. I don't know. I think they said watch Sims on that team. See if he might be getting a little more playing time. Yeah, man, I don't like much from that game. Maybe Houston defense?
Oh.
Gonna get to Jameis a little bit. I guess
the best I come out. I like Mallett. Hopefully to have another good game. That's about it. But with Hopkins out, who's he gonna throw the ball to?
I wouldn't start Mallett unless I was like really in trouble.
Yeah. Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, maybe
Safarian Jenkins. I don't know.
I think he's still
out.
Is
he still out?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't like anybody down there.
Yeah,
man.
That's gonna be a wash.
Yeah, forget about that game.
Hopefully, I don't have to watch too much of that. There's another game. Hopefully, I won't have to watch too much of Saints at Carolina. I got Carolina winning this game.
Yeah. Well, I guess Drew Brees is sort of day to day.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna. I mean, he said in an interview that he had no doubt he was gonna play.
Yeah, so.
But I think that's just him saying that.
Yeah.
Come game time, he's gonna be like, "Well, of course I want to play. I'm holding out for McCown."
Yeah.
The other one.
The dual McCowns.
Yeah, Larry.
That'd be good to see. And they have too many receivers down there. It seems like you can't rely on anybody to reliably score. Mark Ingram's the only one that I really like for the Saints. And Carolina, it's kind of the same old stuff. Cam Newton had a pretty good game. I think he will.
Yeah,
and
I think he's
Greg Olsen.
High scorer again over there.
But otherwise, their running game is banged up again.
I don't
start anybody there. I don't think I start any of their wide receivers either. But Greg Olsen, I'd start him if I had him, and Cam.
Yeah, Cam and Olsen I like in that game. Breeze, I think, is going to, like I said, I think he might play a little bit, but I don't think he's going to do anything.
Yeah, I might sit Breeze if I had something looking decent.
I'm sure there's got to be something out there better than Breeze.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a
feels weird
watch.
Saying that.
Well, Breeze is old.
He's old. He should have been out of the game years
he's
ago.
He's old and he's kind of short.
He is kind of short.
Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, this will be a good football game.
Yeah. It's going to be a matchup down in Miami, Florida. It's going to be hot down there.
It'll be hot and sweaty.
It'll be a hot matchup.
Yeah.
What do you think? Dolphins, are they going to pull this out?
No, I'm down on the Dolphins, man. They looked like crap last week.
The Dolphins looked like crap. Their defense, -1.
The Bills were hanging in there with the Patriots, too. I think the Bills are gonna be much improved this year. I think some of the hype is real.
It looks like
I got Tyrod having a good game.
Yeah, I got Tyrod having another good game. McCoy still interesting with the hamstring.
Yeah, I don't know what
he didn't
think
get
about.
It down. He got like 80 yards or something, and maybe a catch or two. But it was Carlos Williams that got the ball, got into the end zone.
Yeah.
I went ahead and picked him up.
Looks like
McCoy did not practice.
Oh, really? So, got to keep an eye on that and listen to us Sunday
McCoy,
morning.
Get to Sunday morning, double check.
But really, if they're both going to play, I guess I feel all right starting both of them. Or either.
Either, yeah. Yeah. I'm leaning towards probably playing him if he goes, if what's his name is still listed as questionable on Sunday. I don't know, man. It's too early to be all banged up with hamstrings, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long season for these guys.
There's a lot of hamstrings. These guys need some stretching.
A lot of football left.
Right? How are you banged up in week three?
Yeah.
Everybody already.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know about Harvin, what to think there.
What do you think, Sammy Watkins still the guy?
Sammy Watkins is your receiver.
Yep.
I like Tyrod to have another good game, though.
He's got the wheels.
Yeah?
Kind of reminds me of a young Cam Newton in his prime.
Cam's still young. He should...
A young Cam Newton before he made it to Carolina.
Poor Cam.
Getting in car accidents.
Landry is really the only Dolphin I like.
I think I said this last time. I can't remember who the other wide receiver is. Like him probably just as much as I like Landry, which is not at all.
I like Landry, man.
Maybe 11 points for him. I don't know.
That's
Tanner Hill will be lucky if he doesn't throw a couple picks. I think you're right. I'm down on the Dolphins. I like the Bills here. High score, Tyrod or Sammy Watkins?
Tyrod.
All right.
I got Tyrod with another 20-some point game.
Yep. He certainly looked good against the Patriots in what was a shootout.
I also like Charles Clay up there, their tight end. If you're looking for a tight end, he's talented.
Yeah, well, he was in Miami, made a little revenge fuck for him.
Ah, hey, yeah, that's something to note.
The old revenge fuck. Chicago makes the trip to Seattle.
Oh, the Battle of the 0-2s.
Battle of the 0-2s, somebody's going to win. Somebody's got to win, and I think with what's-his-name, Chancellor coming back, Seattle gets this one.
Yeah, man, the Bears suck.
Cutler's out. Still got to play Forte. Still got to play...
Forte? He was out last week, so who knows. Maybe Martellus Bennett, too, but... You're gonna. I mean, we'll
see. Jeffrey did not practice hamstring. This is questionable.
Yeah, so you gotta make that decision on Sunday. I think if he plays, you gotta start him just because he's Alshon, Matt Forte,
with the other quarterback.
Yeah, even with Clausen, he's been around for a little while. He's probably as good as Cutler.
I also I'm kind of up on the backup running back over there. I want to say it's like Longford or Longboard or something long.
Langford. Jeremy Langford. Yeah, I think he got some goal line.
Yeah, possibly
work.
Some deeper leagues. Might not be a bad stash if you need one.
And Bears have been known to do that, put in the sort of bigger fullback type back at the goal line. I remember the Michael Bush years. I used to start him.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Get some young points in there. Somebody fired up.
Yeah. I got the Seahawks, though.
Yep.
Russell Wilson, high
Seahawks.
Score, and Marshawn. Really, that's all I feel very good about starting over in Seattle.
I like their defense still.
Their defense, of course.
Defense still putting up points. You got to play them.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, but as far as their offense.
I like Wilson, and I guess I still Lynch is going to play. You got to play him.
But other than that, I don't
Wilson's
like Jimmy
a stud.
Graham. Like,
what are they doing with Graham? They need to get him the ball.
They're not doing anything with Jimmy Graham.
I guess if you had to pick a receiver, I'd go with Baldwin. He was kind of up last week.
I don't start him, though.
But, I dumped him. So.
I don't start. I don't think I start any of their receivers over there unless I'm desperate.
Yeah. And that's pretty desperate.
Yeah. Their offense is, I don't know, it's a lot of Russell Wilson running around and spreading it around a lot.
A lot of spreading, huh?
Luke Wilson had some good catches
up
there.
Yeah, the other Wilson.
The other Wilson. I think that's Owen's brother.
Owen's brother.
Yeah.
Nice. Denver at Detroit. Detroit looks like fucking shit.
Detroit has looked like Detroit.
Yeah, I think Denver. Again. I think Denver gets a gift here and squeaks out a big win.
I think the
23-7 or something.
At least, I think the story there is, what's Denver's running game? What's Denver's running game, and how much does Peyton have left?
Yeah, I think with the, his problem receivers, I think he still is able to, you know, make just enough deep balls go through. His
problem receivers. That is a that's a sentence in jest, I believe.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas is a good problem.
Real problem over there. Who's fighting over the ball?
Yeah.
I'm still down on CJ. Unfortunately, Hillman didn't do much better. I think he had one more point.
Yeah, man, I'm benching them both. I had CJ and Hillman as the handcuff, and now I'm benching them both, and Hillman's on the edge of getting dropped.
Even the Denver defense looked good.
Denver,
man.
Yeah, I
think Detroit gets stuffed here.
I like the Denver defense for sure in this game. And
Anus
then,
is still kicking long balls.
Anus, I don't think he's going to have as great a game in Detroit, just with the dome and everything. But
sure.
Peyton, well, it'll be interesting to see how Peyton does. Cause
two touchdowns, two picks.
Yeah.
250 yards.
It seems like he's going to throw some picks. Maybe not. Maybe just like
one.
18 points. I don't know. It's hard to figure out Peyton to see what he's got left.
I like, you know, one of the receivers. I'll take.
I'd start either.
Demetrius. I'll take Demetrius. You take Sanders.
Sanders, sure, but definitely start him in all formats, both their receivers.
Just incredible plays.
Start their receivers. Sit their running backs.
Yep, that's the story there. I'll definitely agree to that. I don't see. You know, maybe CJ showing up. Or.
Calvin Johnson in Detroit still can't really figure out what's going to happen with their run game. Amir Abdullah, I don't know if he had one of those breakout, you know, oh, I just made it to the NFL.
Yeah, some
wild.
Of that rookie jitters kind of thing.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's going to be tough on that one.
Although if I had Amir Abdullah, I'd start him because my running back situation is crap.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Then we got the Monday night game. Excited for this one. Another one in Lambeau.
Ah, that, yeah. You'll get some cheese.
Get some cheese. You know, I figured out why those guys are so angry all the time.
Wisconsiners?
Yeah, they're chock full of cheese.
They're just
constipated all the time.
Clogged with cheese.
They're just pissed off individuals. I didn't even understand it.
Cheese is hard to digest, man.
Kind of a jam job.
It will definitely jam me up.
You think Kansas City gets a passing touchdown to a receiver this game?
Yeah, I got to think Macklin gets one this week.
Finally, huh?
Finally. But I think the Packers are all over this one. The story there, really, I think, is the Packers running game. What's going to happen?
Yeah,
Lacy.
I went and picked up Starks. Sounds like Lacy's still listening to injury.
Yeah, well, he went out early last week, which confirmed my bold prediction that he would have a bad game, although I didn't see it happening on an injury.
He's just listed as left. He left the game with an ankle.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I guess that
looks
sort
like
of
Starks
means they
is the
really
guy, if you can get Starks.
I think, yeah, pretty much he probably got scooped up on all the waiver wires, I would assume, on Tuesday. But maybe
I mean, I got him.
Yeah, I guess you just got him.
I just got him late,
I wish I would have gotten him. fuck my life.
He looks good. He looks poised. I don't know. Double check that before the game starts. Obviously, if you got Lacy and he's going to play, you got to play him.
But I think even if Lacy plays, they talked that they're gonna split it just to make sure that ankle's okay.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I would feel okay about starting Starks because he's a decent running back.
Yeah, I think
there's a lot of teams out there that would take him.
I think if everything goes well, probably be playing Jones and Starks.
Yeah, James Jones for sure, man. He seems to be a touchdown machine there.
Yeah, he's good for one at least. It seems like
He's gonna get.
Get one in around the end zone.
Also, watch their tight end Richard Rodgers had a game last week. Man.
The other Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers and Rodgers. Rodgers to Rodgers.
Richard Rodgers.
Richard Dick Rodgers.
Old Big Dick Rodgers.
Old Big Dick Dodger Roger.
Oh, man. You know, what do you think about Cobb? Is he cycled in on the number one guy there then?
Yeah, man. I thought he might have a slow start this season because of the shoulder. Doesn't seem like it. I think start Cobb, you know, everywhere. He's, yeah.
Yeah.
Wide receiver one.
Let's see. I like Kelsey probably to have a big game. Charles, I don't know. I'm kind of down on him after he fumbled the ball twice the other week.
Charles is always going to cough it up once or twice.
Alex Smith. You know.
Smith is Smith.
Yep. He's just a great quarterback, not a great fantasy player. Gets wins for the team.
I don't know, I'd say he's a great quarterback. I think he falls into that game manager category.
Yeah,
not even close to the Russell Wilson level for sure.
Oh, definitely not.
But no touchdowns to wide receiver. Come on.
Yeah, that's kind of tough. That's
tough to say he's that great if that's the stat line.
Yeah, they're making it to the playoffs. That's pretty good.
Playoffs.
Yeah, I'm up on Kelsey. I think he's gonna bounce back, have another good game. High score. I guess I gotta go Rodgers, right? Hands down.
Yeah, Rodgers.
They're splitting carries at the running back position. Yep. It's gonna open up Rodgers to pass to Cobb, Adams, Rodgers,
yeah,
Jones.
I'm sort of down on Adams. It doesn't seem like he's stepping into the
role. Too much pressure for him, huh?
Yeah, or James Jones is just outperforming, so there's not much for
a big
him.
Black hole sucking everything up.
I wouldn't start Adams. I got Rodgers, obviously, high score over there, but I got Jamal Charles on the other side.
Take Charles. I'm gonna go with Kelsey on the other
side. Kelsey, I think he'll have a decent game, but not as good, maybe like 10 points. And I think Macklin has a better game this week. He proves that he's still a good start at wide receiver.
I like Yeah, I hope so. I always did like Macklin.
I like Macklin
very
too.
Very quickly becoming a punk. But, I'll take Kelsey, sure. I got the Packers winning that pretty much hands down.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Let's see now.
What?
How about that Redskins game, huh?
Oh, man. That.
I think the headline there is, what, Rubel? Wide receiver?
Ruben Randall.
Ruben,
yeah.
Randall.
It's like he's
kind of showed up.
Yeah, and last week I was saying it didn't seem like he was gonna do shit. So I don't know. Yeah, I bet he's out there in a lot of leagues too.
Yeah, 116 yards and a touchdown.
Man, outperformed ODB.
Yeah, so he beat me out on that one.
The Redskins.
I was hoping the Redskins, but I think I was just. That was with my heart, you know.
I think
kind of like go fuck yourself.
The story there is the Redskins running game again. Matt Jones didn't do what he did last week, and Alfred Morris didn't even.
Yeah, was the other guy Thomas or
6 carries for Morris? He started out doing all right, and then I wonder if he tweaked something. He stopped playing. It seemed like after the first quarter.
Yeah, Chris Thompson, I think, is the
Chris Thompson.
The story,
yeah.
There.
Well, what? Couple carries for 29 yards. They gave him 2 carries. I think they threw to him a little bit too. Yeah, but I think my takeaway from that is sell the Redskins rushing game.
Yeah. Was the receiver what? Reed didn't look too bad. Almost 100 yards, I think.
Jordan Reed. Well, he's their tight end.
Garcon.
Yeah, Jordan Reed, man. I think he's the only Redskin player to have until,
yep,
DeSean Jackson's back.
DeSean Jackson.
I think that's about what Garcon's going to do, 50 yards-ish a week, and then he'll get to, like,
score
5 touchdowns
this year
or something.
I'm up on Reed. I think I might have been down on him earlier. I'm back up on him.
Reed's going to be a good player, I think.
I think the defense over there for the Giants. Obviously, they kind of let up late, but
they're getting some takeaways for sure. I'm sure
they had 2 interceptions,
and at least that one fumble that went out of the end
zone. Yeah, and the block.
Yeah, so.
So,
but I'm not saying that means they're a good defense.
Oh yeah,
I think
don't go out and pick
a lot of that was Kirk Cousins and just the Redskins.
That might have been a good play if you needed a defense this week. But.
Yeah. Well,
that's nothing you can really ever tell.
You know what they say, hindsight is always 50-50.
Right. Thank you, Cam Newton.
Thank you, Cam.
That's one he was.
You can do better than that.
One he was always up on. Well, that kind of wraps up
the matchups. What else do we got? Anything else?
I mean, it's still early. I don't know.
What do you think about the 0-2 teams and the teams that are 2-0? What do you think? So I think I got the Jets winning. I think I got Seahawks winning.
Yeah. Cardinals. I got the Cardinals winning.
Got the Cardinals winning. I got the Bears losing.
Well, yeah. Seahawks. Broncos.
Broncos are 2-0. Yeah, I got them winning.
Patriots continue to roll.
You know,
Panthers continue to roll.
Yeah, I think that. I said don't worry about Houston, but I think they are going to lose this game.
Well, that's going to be a suck fest. So, but yeah,
maybe JJ Watt will run one in this week, huh?
Yeah, that's all I like there. JJ Watt is my tight end. Houston sucks, man. That's all I got to say about them.
Yeah, Houston sucks.
Houston sucks.
Let's see. Oh, and then the Eagles. What do you think about the Eagles? Do you think they put it together by the end of the season?
They might be able to win a game or two by then, but I think that they're going to basically play themselves out of the playoffs early in the season. I think they're going to lose this week, and if you start out 0-3, what's the chances you make the playoffs? Like 1-2% or something?
Oh, man. That's so pretty vicious.
Yeah. I mean, historically, that's not really the chances. Whatever. we're talking about statistics and stuff.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. What do you think about the situation in New Orleans? You think they put it together?
No.
Nope.
Yeah. Panthers are all over them.
Breeze looked kind of shitty even before he got hurt.
He's
so
old. Breeze was old.
All right. Well, I think that's about all I got for.
I think that's all we got for now.
For this
comeback edition. Sunday morning.
Yep, Sunday morning. Hopefully, get some bold predictions out.
Yeah, maybe try to get a little bit earlier so our listeners can hear it before crunch time.
Before it's too late.
Yeah. Because now, like, it's proven we have some listeners.
Somebody's listening.
Somebody's listening. We're able to.
Hopefully, they're not just downloading it and for fun.
That's
I guess.
Okay too. Just they'll make us look better. give us a 5-star review.
That's right. Don't be afraid to hit us up on Twitter. Definitely, we will definitely answer your questions on Twitter. Made the Facebook fan page, got that up.
Yeah, we're trying to get more active on Twitter. I think hopefully this Sunday we'll just like tweet a whole bunch, try to get out there.
Get some traction. Yeah, I don't know. Twitter's kind of tough for me. I've never used it before.
You know, I've never used it much either, so I don't know.
That's kind of how fucking, I feel about it. But,
fucking social media.
Yeah.
But yeah, at @GFF_podcast on Twitter.
Definitely.
GangstaFantasyFootball.net.
Yep, Facebook. Find us on Facebook.
iTunes.
We're out there, man.
We in this bitch.
We keep it a gangster, this motherfucker.
Gangsta.
Yeah, so try and get a next week, weekend edition. Well, that'll be week 4. We'll try and get a quarterly update.
Yeah,
get some more predictions going on the rest of the season.
Big Tuesday show next week.
Yeah, big Tuesday show.
Well.
All right, well, that's all I got. I'm Stephen Barbara.
I'm Nikki G. As always, with us, Don. Don, good to have you here.
Yes, Don, thanks for making an appearance.
Who cares?
Everybody does.
Everybody cares. You're the front runner.
You're the front runner. You're the man. We're happy to have you here.
You're really a special guy.
Thank you. You know, we've kind of built this from the ground up. I'm glad you're proud of us.
Yeah.
Really.
You should
overcome a lot to get here, and we're here.
Nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
Right. You're fucking right. Alrighty. Signing off.